Today's Yerushalmi Daf Yomi is Daf Yud, brought to Rebbein Chomot Yerushalayim. We're holding on Daf Tet, Amud Beit, right at the bottom line, Tani. So yesterday we were talking about the questions of Kriyat Shema together with the Anshei Mishmar of the Kohanim. Today we move on to what the din would be if someone was Korei Im Anshei Ma'amad. Ma'amad as opposed to the Mishmar of the Kohanim, where the Yisraelim who were Eimed on the Korban, because as the Gemara tells us, Ein Korbano Shel Adam Nikrav V'Eino Omed Al Gabav, therefore there were representatives of all Klal Yisrael who took turns for a week to be there and to stay there and to say tefillot and so on at the time of the bringing of the korbanos. So if you would read Kriyat Shema together with the Anshei Ma'amad, since they were being Oisik B'mitzvah during the entire time of the Akravas HaTamid, they would only say Kriyat Shema after the Tamid was brought, was often quite late. And therefore, lo yatsa, you would not be yotzei, at least lechatchila, ki ma'achrim hayu. Most of the mafoshim point out they weren't ma'achr after shalosh shos. So you certainly would have been yotzei, but it wasn't the zman ha'ro'i lechatchila should be koreh. There are those, the Charedim tries to say that it's talking about literally not being yotzei, but it's difficult to understand why in the world it would have taken so long for the Tamid Shal Shachat, we have to Shal HaShos, and it runs against various sugyas as well, that seem to make it clear that it actually, that wasn't the problem, as we saw in Pesachim, actually. In any event, it certainly means L'chatchila, you're not going to be yotzei the proper zman. Rabbi Zeira b'shem Rabbi Ami says, "B'yomid Rabbi Yochanan, during the lifetime of Rabbi Yochanan, havinu nafkin l'ta'anita, we used to go out to daven the special tefillot, which were done in the middle of the city in the plaza Berchova Shalir during times of the Ta'anit." And in those days, they used to have the Shliach Tzibur would say 24 brachot instead of 18 brachot. And there were special brachot of Tachanunim, 6 additional brachot of Tachanunim, and so on. And we used to go out, and that would take us so long, you know, Korim, Korim Shema, but Atlat Sha'in. And as we used to call, to be Korim, Kriyat Shema, even after Shalosh Bayom, Shalos Bayom, and nobody said anything. Was not Moche and told us we did something wrong. The reason it took so long is because it would take hours for people to gather in the Rechov HaShoir and all of the special tefillas for the Yemei HaTa'anit. And by that time, we were able to still have tefila because it wasn't after Zman tefila, but it was after the Zman of Kriyat Shema. Now, the truth is that obviously everybody was meant to be Yotzei Kriyat Shema Bezmana before they even showed up to this thing, and that's why Rabbi Yochanan was not Mocher. The only reason that they were afterwards, when everybody gathered, they said it again, is because, Gemara is going to say, the same reason that we said earlier about people who say Kriyat Shema Shel Arvit in the middle of the day before, when they daven in the shul, is in order to have Divrei Torah right before the tefillah. Nonetheless, because people might make mistakes and they might think that it's okay to say Kriyat Shema L'chatchila so late, the Gemara is telling us that Rabbi Yochanan was in Cheshesh and he didn't tell them, this is terrible, you better have said Kriyat Shema before. And this is, of course, something that's very nageya, because we do see this oftentimes. People come, they have these very late minyanim on Shabbat, which is after Kriyat Shema, and you don't see people being mocha, and they're assuming that people are careful to say Kriyat Shema in their homes at the correct time. Rabbi Yossi, V'Rabacha, Nafkin L'Tanita. Once Rabbi Yossi, V'Rabacha went out to the, when they say Nafkin L'Tanita, means they went to the Rechov HaShalir. They went out to the plaza where the entire city was gathered. And Atat Tziburi, Mikrishma, Batat Latsha. And people were showing up slowly. And by the time they got to Kriyat Shema, it was after Shalosh Shos B'Yom. So V'Rabacha wanted to make us think about it. Boy, V'Rabacha, Mechuya B'Yadam. Amarle, Rabbi Yossi said, well, what's the problem? You think that people came here before saying Kriyat Shema in the morning? The only reason that we're saying it now again is the svara that we said before, earlier in the Masechta, was that we would say Kriyat Shema the same way that we say Ashrei. And that way, it was a nice way to begin the Tefillat Shemon Esrei, that you'd be Isaac B'Terah. Omar Leis, Rav Acha said, but you know, there are people that are not really bekiyim ba'alocha, b'bnei ha'ediyotot. They don't understand why we're reading it now, and they might think that, oh, it's okay to have a tefillah so late to say Kriyat Shema at this time. Shelo yomrim bonata in korinota. So I thought that it was kedai to make a fuss about this and let people know. The next piska we had in our Mishnah is makom shamru laharich no rishai lekatzer. So what are the brachot aruchot and what are the brachot haktzarot exactly? Now the simple approach is that the difference between the brachot is literally aruch and katzar. There are other more well-defined approaches to the sugya, but they run afoul of the questions of psicho or chasima. And we'll just take the simple pshat that the long bracha is wordy. So a little brachot shemarichim behem. The following brachot are very long, and these are the way that the chachamim originally defined them. So we have the brachas of the musafim of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim, and they just go on and on and on. The malchus, the chenas, the shofars, and we know that the various edot in Klal Yisrael have all types of different girsos that are additions to the essential nusach of the bracha, which are the 10 psukim. And there's no hakpada once they're marichin. There's no hakpada to be marich on it as you wish. And you also have, of course, those additional brachas, that the 6 additional brachas above and beyond the 18 brachas during a ta'anit. And the truth is that mi birchotav shel adam nikarim talmid chachamu imbor. You can tell the way that a person says over his brachot, and according to where he puts in extra words or doesn't, you can tell whether it's a Talmud Chacham or Stama Bor. Because if he is Mosif in the wrong place and he puts in a Bakosha in the wrong place, it's clear that he's a Bor and he doesn't know the din. Elu brachot shemekatzrim behem. The following are brachot that you're not allowed to add anything to. And that's short and sweet brachot, and that's the birchot ha-mitzvot, mavarech ala mitzvot, and of course birchot ha-perot, which includes all the birchot ne'anin, u birchot ha-zimun, so that we have just the nevarech shachan mishaloh, and the brachot ha-chonesh, birchot ha-mazon, which is hatov ha-metiv, after the birchot ha-mazon itself, our fourth bracha. So even though the Maisa, it's interesting because that should just be Hatov HaMeitiv, right? And instead, there are all kinds of additional things that we have, as the Gemara explains in the Bavli. It says over there, with all those additions of Elayvino, Makino, Adirino, Borino, Goalino, and so on and so forth, are additions that were added by the Chachomim for various reasons. And the extra, even though it definitely makes it longer, nonetheless doesn't change, by not introducing anything new, doesn't change it from being what's called as a bracha kitzara. Okay, so we have the brachot aruchot that you can add on, the brachot kitzarot that you cannot add on, but there are brachot that lie somewhere in between, when we know that we're allowed to be mosif, and we can certainly put in a tefillah, let's say for a choleh, and things like that in Birchot Shmoneh Esrei. So those are neither aruchot or ktsarot. So how exactly do we deal with those brachot? So now, from the way that it said that you cannot be mosif, ha kol shar brachot, things that weren't mentioned over here, the mashmaut is that you can be married. That Adam Ma'arif, because that's what the Mashmaut is. You can't be Mosif. The problem is that when we introduced the Brachot Aruchot, we said that any others, so the Aruchot, we talked about Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippurim, Mashma, that anything else is Osir. So it's very confusing. You can't be Mosif on what examples? Brachot HaNeni, Brachot HaMitzvot. You can be Mosif on what examples? Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, which are very, very long. Now, each part, however, contradicts itself vis-a-vis these neither long nor short brachas. So what's the halacha? Omar Chizkia, look, basically, ma, min ma detani, because it says in a different brayta, it says, ha-ma'arich, if somebody adds to the brachas of Shmoneh Esrei, reze megune, la-mekatzer, and he just says what is told, reze meshubach. So apparently, the idea is that Hada Amra Shein Zeklal. Apparently, the last part of the previous Braita is not coming to tell us a klal that you can't be Mosif only on Brachot Ktsarot. You can't be Mosif, really. You shouldn't be Mosif on any Brachot. And that would include even, like, changing the Brachot of Shmoneh Esrei in a normal day. Tani, Tzarich Laharich Begoel Yisrael Beta'anit. The Shliach Tzibur should add various bakashot in Goel Yisrael. So that, of course, is the various, the Gemara puts it in the Mishnah, it puts in the Mishan Avram Avinu Baro Moriah and all of those girsaot in there. Why does it talk about Dafka here, Mashma, that the Sheish, the Brachot that were added, he's not Marich? So over there, that would be, you would think, the best place to be Ma'arich. Obviously, there's the whole point of those things are to bring people to Teshuva and to be Ma'arich even longer. They're Birchas for Rachamim. Omar, Rabbi Yosa, the truth is, of course, he's Ma'arich in those brachot. The point is, however, the reason that the bright had to tell us that you're Marek in Goel Yisrael is because you might think Shalot Tobar Hovimi and Shmoneh Esrei, since the Maisa, that bracha is normally, even though it's changed here, is normally part of Shmoneh Esrei. So maybe you shouldn't add Lo Yarich Ba, because it's not one of the additional. Therefore, the Fumkach Tzarech Mema, that's why it's necessary to say that you need to be Marek but Goel Yisrael on a Tanit, which is a different brachas, so even though Goel Yisrael is always said in Shmoneh Esrei, but on the Tanit we count it as a special bracha because it's the beginning of the six brachas that are additions, and therefore we are marich even in it. Now the question is, what about the dinim of how we stand or kneel during Shmoneh Esrei? So, now we have an additional question. When exactly do we bend in a bracha? So, the bracha rishona, we bend our knees techila in Baruch Atah at the beginning and Baruch Atah at the end, which of course is Magen Avraham. In Modim, techila v'sof, which is the Modim Anachnu Lach, and the Hatov Shimcha Lachanu El Hodot, which is the end of Hodot. And ha-shocheach, ha-kol bracha, ha-kol bracha, somebody who shochet on every bracha has to be taught that that's not proper. And melamdim ato shelo yashuach, that he's only supposed to bend, is at those particular times that we were koveya specifically. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Nachman, b'shem Rabbi Shimon Levi, said, Kohen Gadol shochiach al sof kol bracha o bracha. A Kohen Gadol is actually supposed to be mishtacha v'bikoreya at the end of each bracha of Shmoneh Esrei, and the melech is barosh kol bracha b'bracha u'besof kol bracha o bracha. He is at the height of human covenant, and because of that he has to be more careful than anybody else to be machnia at levavo and to show how much is mekabel the moros of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Simon, b'shem Rabbi Yeshua Melevi, says, no, that's not the case. It's much more than that for a melech. A melech, mishu korea, when he starts Shmoneh Esrei, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu, and he isn't niskaf until he finishes the entire tefillah. Inu niskaf, atru, mashlim, kol tefillato. My taima, how do we derive that? From the pasuk of Shlomo HaMelech at the time of the Beit HaMikdash. It says, Vayikach chalot Shlomo litpalel al Hashem et kol ha'tefillah ha'techina hazot. Kam lefnei mizbach Hashem mikroa al birkav. So in other words, the entire tefillah he had to finish before he actually stood up. So it's obvious that that's Vigra Din of a Melech. Now, we have a little bit of a problem in that over here it says Mikroa al Birkav, and the truth is that in Divrei Hayomim, the same exact tefillah, it says over there Vayivrach al Birkav. So there's Kriya and there's Brecha. Which one is which exactly? I mean, it seems to be two completely different words and undoubtedly refers to two different things. So, Ezoi Kriya, the Ezoi Biricha. What do we mean by the Lashon? Obviously, in both Psukim, we talk about Birkaim, Al Birkav. We know that there are different ways in which a person is on his knees. So, Rabbi Chiya Rabba, Her Abrecha Lefnei Rabbi. Rabbi Chiya Rabba showed Rabbi how you do Bricha. And because of that, he was nifsach, he became lame, and in the end, he got better. Nitrape. Rabbi Levi Bar Sisi, Hera Kriah Lifnei Rebbe, and he was nifsach, he actually became lame, and he never got better. Lo Nitrape. So apparently, these are pretty difficult kind of things to do. And it also says at the end of the pasuk, it says, "Kami lifnei mizbach Hashem yikra birkav v'chapav perusot hashamay." So, Omar Rabbi Aivo, "Kiguna deinagdim haya omesh." Shlomo HaMelech was standing the entire time, bent over, like somebody who's got a bad back or like a hunchback, and now suddenly he was able to chapav perusot hashamay. Omar Blazer Bar Avina. The reason that he spread his hands up to the Shemaim was to tell people that kechapayim halalu shelon latfu b'minyan bet hamikdash klum, that these kanafayim, these kapayim, my hands are clean, and not having been able, not having been chas v'shalom nenev for myself from any of the massive amounts of gold and silver and preparations that David HaMelech had prepared, and here they were all put into the Beis HaMikdash in order to show everybody his ne'emanes. Tana Rebbe Chalafta Ben Shaul, HaKol Shochachinim Shliach Tzibur V'Hoda. When the Shliach Tzibur says Modim, everybody should bend along with him. Rebbe Zira Amar U'Bilvad L'Modim. The time that the person, people should bend together with the Shliach Tzibur is when he's saying the word Modim, not when he's ending Lechana El Hodot. So it's the first, it's the opening of Hoda'ah and not the closing of Hoda'ah, which is important. Now, even though Lamaisi is supposed to bend down with the Shliach Tzibur at the time he's saying Modim, we do not say the same Modim that he says. We say what's known as Modim Derabanan. So Rabbi Zeira was the one who was makbid over here to say that it was together with Modim. He, Rabbi Zeira, when he was saying Modim, he savar lakarova, he thought that it was important to actually wait for the Shliach Tzibur. And so he said it very slowly, because it's much shorter, and he wanted to be ending it together with the Shliach Tzibur's Modim, Kedei Lashuach Imo B'tchila V'Besof. That way, when the Shliach Tzibur got to Atov Shimcha V'Chaneh L'Hodot, he would be able to bow along with him. And Rabbi Yehesa, Katzolik L'Acho, when Rabbi Yehesa came to Eretz Yisrael from Bavel, he's chamtin gachaninu malach hashin, he saw people that were bent over, and they were moving their lips and the entire time that the Shliach Tzibur was saying Modim. Marlon, what the heck? What is this whispering stuff here? Ma din lechisha, excuse me. So they asked him, what? Rabbi Chalbo, did you not hear what Rabbi Chalbo taught us? And what was that? That was what we call Modim Drabana. Namely, that, and this is what he taught us, that Rabbi Shimon, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, B'Shem Rabbi Yirmiyah, and Rabbi Chanina, B'Shem Rabbi Mayasha, and Rabbi Chia, B'Shem Rabbi Samai, V'Iti Amrin Lai, Chavraya, B'Shem Rabbi Simai. Some say it was the Talmid in the Beis HaMedrash quoted Rabbi Simai, that at the time that the Shliach Tzibur comes to Modim, the tzibur is supposed to say as follows: Modim anachnu lach adon kol ha'briyot Elohah tushpachot tzur olamim chei ha'olam yotzer bereshit v'chaye ha'metim she'achiyatonu v'kiyamatonu v'zikitonu v'si'ahatonu v'kiraftonu lo'odot l'shimcha baruch ata Hashem el ha'hoda'ot. Now the other nuschot in Rabbi Babar Zavda b'shem Rav said, "Modim anachnu lach she'anu chayavim laodot l'shimcha, teranena svatai ki azamra lach v'nafshi asher padita baruch ata Hashem el ha'hoda'ot." Rabbi Shmuel bar Mina said the nesach is b'shem Rav Acha, "Hodaya v'shevach l'shimcha, lecha gedula, lecha givura, lecha tiferet." Yeratzon lefanecha Hashem Elokeinu v'Elokei Avotenu, shetisbechenu minefilatenu, tiskefenu mikvifatenu, ki atohu somech nofalim, may you uplift us, may you prevent us from falling further. You are the one who is somech lof, noflim, uplift the bent over, zokev kefufim, umalei rachamim, ve'in od milvadecha, baruch ata Hashem, el ha'hoda'ot. You can now begin to see why we call this Modim de Rabbanan. There's an awful lot of Rabbanan that got involved in the Girsa that finally ended up putting put together out of all these various Girsaot. Bar Kapara Amar, this was the Girsa. Lecha kiri'a, lecha kefifa, lecha hishtachavaya, lecha bericha, ki lecha tichrako berach tishavako lashon, lecha adunai agedula v'agvura v'atiferet v'anetzach v'ahod, ki chov ha'shamayim uv'aretz, lecha adunai ha'mamlecha v'ametnasei, lecha l'rosh v'aosher v'akavod milfanecha, v'ata moshel b'kol, v'yadecha koach u'gvura, v'yadecha l'gadel l'chazek laka, l'kol, v'ata Eloheinu madim anachnu lach, umalalim l'shem tifartech, all of the psukim for divrei hayomim, that in fact we do say every day, but not in modim. V'cholev uv'chol nefesh mishtachavim, kol atzmatai tomarna adunai michamocha, matzil ani mechazak bimenu, v'ani v'avion migozelo, baruch ata Hashem el ha'hoda'ot. So how in the world, I mean, Rabbi Yehuda must have heard something about this. What is he asking? What is everybody whispering for? Obviously, we're whispering, we're saying modim. Don't tell me you never went to davening in your life. Answers the Gemara. And Omar Rabbi Yudin, look, there were some, Nagin Rabbanin Amrit Kulon, some of the Chachomim used to say a long tefillah that included all of these various points. And that would explain why it was that people were whispering, they were whispering and whispering and whispering, and it took them as long as it took the Shliach Tzibur to finish the whole thing. But there were others that said only a short nusach, or hada, or hada, which basically was Rabbi Yehuda's approach, where he came from. And because of that, even when he comes to Eretz Yisrael, he sees that there's got to be things that they're saying that he doesn't know anything about. So because he didn't realize that they had this very long modim, he was wondering what was going on. Anyway, getting back to our sugya, that you're supposed to, as a member of the tzibur, be shochet together with the shliach tzibur when he's saying modim. It says in the Braita that you should not overdo this. Tani, b'vat shelo yashuach yoter midai. So even though you're being shocheach with the shliach tzibur, you should not actually be shocheach the way you are when you say modim. You just bend. You don't. First of all, you don't do anything with your knees at all, and you just bend your head down to indicate your hachno. So really, this is not the time to do any of the ishtachavoyas or kriyas, which were kavua for Shmoneh Esrei, and not stam during the day. But because you're listening to Shliach Tzibur, and Shliach Tzibur is doing it, it's inappropriate that you shouldn't indicate at all your participation in this. So because of that, they were kovea to do it, but to make it clear that you're not really holding right now with the full ishtachavoya like you would be in Shmoneh Esrei itself. You have to be very careful not to bend bichlal the way when we bend at your brachas the way a chardona bends. The Chardona, I don't know exactly what it is, but it bends its body, but its head remains up and looking. I can think of quite a few things that do that. You have to bend your head along with your body, as it says, Kol atzmatai tomar nashem mikamocha, and not keep your eyes up and looking around with a periscope. So once we darshan kol atzmatai tomar, which is here in terms of how to bend during the tefillah, the pasuk Kol atzmatai tomarna is, of course, Bazan Hashem mikomocha. So we learn from there that you should be maskir the shem at the time that you're bending over. And this Kardona, Moshe just brought to my attention that the Targum Yerushalmi uses the word Kardona as a translation of the word turtle. And so the turtle may be facing downwards, but its head is wide, is sticking up far above the water surface or as it's walking. So maybe it's a turtle. That's cute. Anyway, so going on, you should also say the shem. The shviya should be at the shem. And there's another das at Milta, the Chanabar Barba actually argues on the implications of Rabbi Yirmiyah, because Chana Barba Amar Lechavraya, he told his chaverim the Beis Hamedrash, Neimar Lecho Milta Tavet Hachamid L'Rav Avin. I want to tell you over something really nice that I saw the Hanhoga of Rav, and Vamrita Kome Shmuel. I told Shmuel about it, and he was so happy. He kissed me right on my mouth. He was so excited. And that was that when Rav would get to Baruch Ata, he would be Shocheach. And when he came to be Masker Hashem, he would be Zokef before he said the Shem. And Shmuel said, I'm going to explain to you why we don't do it with Kol Atzmatai Tomarna at the word Hashem. Mikamocha. Why is it? Because it's the Makar would be Hashem Zokef Kefufim. It's a remez to the Zekifa, because the Shem Hashem causes people to stand up straight and to be at attention. And that's probably where he's coming from in that Hanhoga Rav. Omer Abami, this doesn't seem very reasonable to me. It means makes more sense that Ella Mipnei Shemi Nichatu. Actually, the idea is that a person should be in a matzav of nichat. He should be in a matzav of humility as he's about to say the shem. So Mipnei Shemi Nichatu, in which case it would be roi dafka as you're saying the shem to be in a position of nichat, not to stand up before. Rabbi Avun. I'll tell you what mistake you're making. If it would say, at the mention of my name, one should be nichat, you'd be right. But that's not what it says. What does it say? Ela mipenei shemi nichatu, which means as you're about to get to lifnei. So kodem, actually, skirat Hashem, you say Baruch Ataz, you're about to say the shame, that's where you should be nichatu. But as you're masked the shame, it should be Hashem Zokef Kefufim. So Lamaisa, we can be Mekayim both elements. Now we said before to be careful not to overdo it. Reb Shmuel Bar Natan, Hashem Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina, said that there was a Maisa once, Be'achad Sheshachach, Yoter Midai. He was the Shliach Tzibur, and he used to like really go to town with his Ishtach Avoyas, and Rebbe had him fired from being the Shliach Tzibur. The heavy role, Rabbi Ami Omar, Rabbi Yochanan, Havi Ma'aver. Rabbi Yochanan used to be very careful to fire any Shliach Tzibur that put on any acts with his Ishtach Avoyas. Romalei Rabbi Chia Barba. It's not true. He didn't used to fire them. He just used to scream at them. It was goer in them. But he didn't consider it to be some type of minus that you had to fire the guy completely. So, I mean, the chashash to actually be mavir could be because maybe it was some kind of anhugan of minim to do such a thing. You know, like the Indians always bowing to Christians. Or it could be that he just felt that it's gaivadik to, like, outdo everybody else. And people that put on their little gaiva shows, you don't want to be your shliach tzibur, that's for sure. Going back to the dinim of brachos in general, elu brachot shepotchim ben bevaruch, kol brachot potchim ben bevaruch. Any bracha has to begin with baruch, unless imaita brachas muchal chavreta, unless it's a continuation from an opening baruch, like the brachot before kriyat shema, which are somuch to the opening bracha, the brachos of tzvila, meaning of shmona esrei, right? Where we start baruch ata Hashem at the beginning, and then we just keep on going with that baruch. So then ein potchim ben baruch, because the opening baruch ata Hashem of the first bracha is the opening of every bracha, and they're all a continuation one on the other. Hey, Rabbi Yirmiyah, is Rabbi Yirmiyah asked on this? That's not really true. Because what about the Birkat HaGeula, which is the bracha that we say on the night of the Seder, Rishar Galano, Vagalat Avotenu, Mimitzrayim, and so on. So that's what we say after we finish the opening of the Halah, which we say the Halah. And there it's a bracha, which is Smucha L'Chaverta, because didn't we make a bracha at the beginning of the Halah? And nonetheless, it says Baruch. So apparently, they had a minhag to say Ashud Kichanu Tzavitzivanu Likrat Halel, which of course we don't do. But according to that minhag, why didn't the bracha on the Halel? Why wasn't it Chal on the Birchat Agula, which should have just been a continuation of the Halel? Answers the Gemara, that's different. Shanyahi, that bracha is not a bracha smucha l'chaverta, because the Mar, Rabbi Yochanan said that the Hallel on the night of the Seder, im shima'abe bet ha'kneset yatsa. If you said Hallel in Shul, as many people do, you heard it from a Shliach Tzibur in Shul, you would be yotze, and therefore you would not have to say Hallel again during the Seder. And even if you did, you certainly would not make a bracha, as we don't. And therefore, the bracha of Geula was not kavua to be smucha l'chaverta, because it's unrelated to Birchas HaHalel, which often wasn't even there, and because of that, it opens with the baruch, just like any bracha which is not smucha l'chaverta, because it's the kvias of the nusach bracha which defines it, not the particular time. So even if it happens to be that you did say the brocha, it still would not be considered to be brocha hasmucha l'chaverta. Okay, we'll continue this sugya tomorrow, and now for our brief review. Tani akarim anshi ma'amad lo yatzea ki me'acharim ayu Rabbi Zir, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Yami, v'yum de Rabbi Yochanan, avinu nafkinu latanita v'korish ma'abot atlatshan v'lo avi ma'machi b'yodon Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Acha, nafkin latanita ot atzibur ma'akrish ma'abot atlatshin bo Rabbi Acha ma'chuyi b'yodon Amar le Rabbi Yossi, what for? Halo kva koru oto ba'o natak klum korin oto afshav ela kidei la'amod b'tfila mitov divrei Torah אמר לי מפני ההדיוטות שלא יהיו אומרים בעונתה הם קוראים אותה נע אלו ברכות שמעריכים בהם ברכות ראש השנה וים הכיפורים וברכותן הציבור מברכותיו של אדם ניכר עם תלמיד חכם הוא עם בור where he adds if he adds in the right place or the wrong place אלו ברכות שבקצרים בהם המבורך על המצוות ועל הפירות וברכת הזימון וברכה האחרונה של ברכת המזון אחר המזון וכל שאר ברכות אדם מעריך אומר חזקיה מנעד התנאי המעריך הרי זה מגונה ומקצר הרי זה משובח האדם אמר obviously שאין זה כלל וזה contradiction טוני צורך להעריך בגול ישראל בתענית הו בשש הוא מוסיף אינו מעריך אומר ביוסי no it means even גול ישראל שלא תאמר הו והוא מעין שמונה עשרה לא יעריך בה לפעמים כן צריך מימר צריך להעריך בגול ישראל בתענית אלו ברכות ששולחים מהם ראשונה, תחילה וסוף, ומודים תחילה וסוף. השולחר, יעקב ברכה וברכה, מלמדים אותו שלא ישחל. וביעזר ברנחמן, בשם רבי שמעון בן לוי, כהן גדול, שולחר סוף כל ברכה וברכה, המלך, ראש כל ברכה וברכה, וסוף כל ברכה וברכה, רבי סימון. בשם רבי שמעון בן לוי, לא, המלך, כשהוא... מישהו קורא at the opening, אינו נזקף, עד שהוא בשלים כל תפילתו. Where do we know it from? My timer. והיא כחלות של אמון להתפלל על השם את כל התפילה והתחינה הזאת, קם לפני מזבח השם יקרוע על ברכיו. But how come it says sometimes בריחה? Sometimes it's קריאה. איזו קריאה ואיזו בריחה? So בכי הרבה was מראה בריחה לפני רבי, and he was נפסח and was his רבה. Reb Levi Bar Sisi was Mar Kriya Lifnei Rebbe, and he was Nitzach Velo Nitrapa. The cup of Pursot Hashamayim Omre Baibo to say Kegon Hadein Agdimaya Omed, clean from any embezzlement. Omre Belozer Baravina Kichapayim Alalu Shalol Chatfu Mi Binyan Beit Mikdash Klum. Tana Rebbe Chalafta Ben Shaul Akol Shochini Mashat Behoda. Rebbe Zira says, not the whole Hodah, not including the last Bracha Tarshimcha or Lachane El Hodot, but only in Modim itself. Rebbe Zira Sever Lekruva Kedel Ashur Chimo Techila Vesof. Rebbe Yezik Atzalik Lahocha in Eretz Yisrael Chamtud Gachanin Umalach Hashin during Modim. He said, what is everybody saying? אמר לו, מה עודי מחישה, ולא שמיעה? אמר רבי חלבו, רבי שמר, בשם רבי יוחנן, בשם רבי ירמי, רבי חנינה, בשם רמי, בשם רבי חיה, בשם רבי סימוי, ואיתם לחבריה בשם רבי סימוי. He said, you have this whole thing you're supposed to say. מודים אנחנו לוח, אדון כל בריאות, אלוהת, ושפחות, צור עולמים, חי העולם, יוצא בראשית, מחיים מתים, שחייתנו, קיימתנו, זכיתנו, סייתנו, קרבתנו, להודות לשמך, ברוך אתה השם אל הודות. רבי בובר זב, בשם רב מודים אנחנו לך שאנו חייבים להודות בשמך תרננה שפתי כי אז אמר לך ונפשי אשר פדית ברוך אתה השם אל הודעות רבי שמו ברמינה בשם רבי אחה says the נוסח goes הודעיה ושבח לשמך לך הגדולה לך הגבורה לך תפארת ירצה מפניך שמלכנו ולכי אבותינו שתשמחנו בנפילתנו תזקפנו בכפיפתנו כי אתה סמך נופלים וזקף כופים ומלא רחמים ואינות מבדיך ברוך אתה השם כאל ההודעות פר כפורו אמר לך קריאה לך כפיפה לך השתחווה לך בריחה כי לך תכלל כל בריאות תשווה כל לשון לך השם הגדולה והגבורה ותפארת והנצח ועוד כי חוב השמיים ובארץ לך השם הממלכה ונתנשא לך לראש והעושר והכבוד מלפניך ואתה מושל בכל ובידך כוח וגבורה ובידך לגדל ולחזק לעקוב אתה ללמד אם אנחנו לך ומעללים לשם תפארתך בכל לב ובכל נפש משתחווים כל עצמותי תאמר נא השם יחמוך מציל אני מחזק ממנו ואני ואביון מגוזלו ברוך אתה השם אל ההודעות אומר רבי יהודה נגן רבון אמרי כולו ואיתה אמרי אוחד אוחד עשו אוחד אוחד עשו he didn't realize that people were saying this long gerson טוני, ובבת שלו ישוע יותר מדי. אומר ביוני בלחוד לא יאבית כדין חרדונה, אלא כל עצמתיים תאמר להשם, מי חמוך את השם השם. מילתא, תחנן ברבא, seem to argue, you're a pliga, because תחנן ברבא אומר לחבריה, נאמר לכון מילתא תאווה, תחומית לרב עובד, and then I went and told Shmuel about it, and he went crazy. וקום ונשק הפומי, ברוך אתה is when you're shokheya. The moment you bala is kirat Hashem, you're zokheif. And Shmuel himself said, I'll tell you what the svar is. Ana amrita taima. He says, Hashem, zokheif kefufim. Omer v'ami lo mistavra, yal mipnei, shemi nichatu. Omer v'ami, no, sir. You don't have iktiv bishmi nichatu, then you would have been right. Yehud. But it doesn't say that. Let ktiv ela mipnei shmi nichatu, which means kodem shmi. Ad shelo izkir et Hashem, kvar nichatu. Reb Shmuel bar Natan, b'shem Reb Chama bar Chanina. So ma'aseh, b'echad sheshachai yoter midai, and Rebbe fired him. Reb Ami Yom Reb Yochanan also used to fire people like that. Reb Chia bar Ba, no, he used to fire. Let me just scream at them. אלו ברכות שפותחים בהם בברוך. Actually, כל הברכות פותחים בהם בברוך, unless אם הייתה ברכה סמוכה לחברתו, כגון קריאת שמע ותפילה, only there אין פותחים בהם בברוך. Hey, Rabbi Yirmiyah, what about the Birchas HaGeula at the Seder Shel Pesach? No, that's different. Because Damar, Rabbi Yochanan, the Hallel does not necessarily have to have a bracha at the Seder. As a matter of fact, you might not even have to say it at the Seder. Im Shama Bebet HaKnesset, you already know it's it. Okay, Yerushalmi Brachot, Tavshin Sanachay, Daf Yud Amin Aleph. We're in the middle of Halacha Hay. Elu brachot shemarechim b'hem. I think this is where we are. The following are brachot that we're marech on. We have the brachos of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, the 24 brachot of the Ta'anit Zibur, and the birkotav shel adam nikarim talmid chacham u'im bor. We can tell if a person is marech in the wrong place, or in the katzer, and where he's supposed to be marech. We can see the difference between a Talmud Chacham and a fool. Elu brachot shemekatzrim bahem. The following brachot are always katzar. Amavarech ala mitzvot, ala peirot, birkat hazimun, bracha achrona shel birkat hamazon achar hamazon, which is atov v'ameitiv. So what are you saying? Kol shar brachot adam marich? All other brachos you're marich. Omar chizkev. Min ma detoni amarich harei ze megunev, v'amekatzer harei ze meshubach. If we need to say that a marich is megunah and a makatzer is meshubach, and we don't say which brachot we're referring to, so obviously it's not a klal on all brachot. Tony, the brisa also, we don't know really that, and in the Babli also, as Tosis points out, there's a lot of brachot that seem to be violations of the general rule of birkot ha-pirot, birkot ha-pirot. Each one we search for a different reason, which is Lamaisa, why it says that mi birkotav shel adam, it's nikar, because it isn't something that's just a list that you can look at. Tony, the Brisa says, tzarech laharich begoel Yisrael beta'anit. On the Tainis, when you say the brach of goel Yisrael, you need to be marich. What are you saying? What do you mean, begoel Yisrael? And what about the others? Habesheshu mosif eno marich, the additional six brachas. You have 24 brachot in the so-called Shmona Esrei. So I understand. So why are you mentioning Goel Yisrael in Shmona Esrei? What about the other six brachas? No, I'm Rav Yosef. All of them, the point over here is Shmot Omar. Ho, hu mi'ein Shmona Esrei lo yarich. You might think that even though the brachot come together with Goel Yisrael, on the Tainis, you might think that Goel Yisrael itself, since it's part of the normal Shmona Esrei, you shouldn't be Marech. Therefore, it comes to tell you, even Goel Yisrael, you should be Marech from Kach. Tzarech Mimar. That's why it was necessary to point out specifically Goel Yisrael. It doesn't mean only Goel Yisrael. Tzarech Marech, but Goel Yisrael on the Tainis too, as well. Elu brachot shochin ben b'rishona. The following brachot, you're supposed to bow. The first bracha, tchila b'sof, was at the beginning of the bracha and the end of the bracha, u'bimodim, tchila b'sof. But someone who is shocher, al kol bracha al bracha, melamdim oto shelo yishcher. The person has to be taught not to bow for each bracha.
The beginning and end of each bracha
should not be mevorachah. You should not be shocher. You're going to be shocher as long as you make sure to get up before the end of the bracha. So it's not as if you're shochet. But we're malamed a person. At one point, you have to teach an individual not to do this. I remember when somebody taught me this. I think I was 7 years old. I was in camp. I remember being shochet, and the counselor told me, this is mamish made like an impact. No, the counselor, oh, you're only shochet at first. It's interesting. You have to be malamed a person. Rav Yitzhak Bar Nachman, b'shem Rav Yeshua ben Levi, says, Kohen gadol shocher on sof kol bracha bracha, and the melech on the rosh kol bracha bracha and sof kol bracha bracha. Whereas Rabbi Simon b'shem Rabbi Shur ben Levi says no. Hamelech kishu mishu korea the first time, eno niskafat shumashlim kol tchilato. He never gets up. It's not the tchila v'sof. He remains bowed the entire tefillah. My time, you see in the pasuk, "Va'yik chalot Shlomo leitzpalel Hashem," and kol hatefillah v'kol hatchina hazot. Then it says, "Kamei lifnei mizbach Hashem nichra al birkav." Apparently, that entire time he was on his knees.
The beginning and the end is the
Baruch Hashem.
Yeah,
we're going to get to that. I don't know if I can explain it here. Ezo kriya vezo bricha. What do we sometimes refer to? Bricha, Lashon Berach, Nvoracha. Like there's some type of bow which is called a bricha. There's some type which what we call kida. There's some type of bow which is called kriya. What's the difference between them? Actually, Reb Chiya, Rava, showed, he demonstrated how to do bricha in front of Rebbe, and he ended up really hurting his back. He couldn't move. And v'nitzrape, but thank God he was cured in the end. Whereas Rebbe Levi Bar Sisi, we know the Maisi was already. Here it says Herakriya. Could be that they refer to the in the Bavli's Kida. Could be that they use the words differently in Bavel and Eretz Yisrael. Lifnei Rebbe. Levi was itla. He actually became lame. He used to drag his leg. And the Gemara says it was because of this. Wasn't it because he was mitiyak or klapi mala? It was the two things together. And by it says by Shlomo v'kapav pusot hashamayim. I mean, what is all of that? It's like this Christian thing, like you got your hands lifted up to the sky. I mean, what's that supposed to be? It's weird. Well, what does it mean? Because we look at it as being strange. Why was he doing it? Exactly. What does it mean? Omer of Ivo Kagon Hadin Naktim Oyomid. The point of Kapaf Sot HaShemayim was to show himself in an absurd position in which it was as if he was paralyzed. He couldn't move. And it was showing that he is so completely in awe. But Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence and has no koach to do anything. So the way to show that he doesn't move at all is kapaf for sota shamayim is what it means. In other words, it may not even mean physically for sota shamayim. It just means that I extend my hands to God, I can't move without. In that sense. Rabbi Elazar bar Avina says, no, what he was saying is, you see these hands? These hands didn't take anything from the money for the building of the Beit HaMikdash. Same thing that we find by the Mishkan. That there was Nikyon Kapayim. So, and this was done at the dedication of the Beit HaMikdash. It was important to show that it was done in complete Nikyon Kapayim. So another pshat is that he lifted up his hands to show that they were clean. And what he was saying is, Kekapayim halalu, shelo chatfu b'minyan Beit HaMikdash klum. Tana, you see my empty hands were empty. There was no siphoning off of funds from the Beit HaMikdash. Tana, this is we know this is very important because we have a whole parasha in the Torah that achieves exactly this. Which you have to give an exact accounting of every penny that was given to the Mishkan and how it was used. So this is obviously an extremely important part of the actual binyan mission.
Do we have to justify putting one's hands up to the davening?
Apparently, it's not a normal behavior.
You see, there was kohanim and the mikdash was up.
That's because the shechina v'shera ha'yodav has to be l'mahala mireishra. That's something else, but not as a sign of tefillah. It's not the way we daven. Now, and the truth is, we look at it as being really. No, there is something that is indeed. It's improper about it. It's not the way to do it. Tana Rebbe Chalavta ben Shaul, Hakol Shochini Mashatz, Behodah. When he says Modim, everybody should bow. Rebbe Zir Amar, Ubilvad B'modim. This is only in the word modim, not in the closing of Hodah, because we said it should be in the opening and the closing. In the closing, you don't bow with the shots.
Rabbi Zeira Savar, actually the correct Yirta is Somach Lekrova. Krova is a Lashon of Krovates. It's a Pius. So in other words, he would go close to the Chazan. Kedela Shorachimot Tchila Besot. He thought that the Chiyav was to say he wanted to hear when the Chazan said Baruch Atah Hashem at the end. Rabbi Yosef Katzalik Lahachel, when Rabbi Yosef came from Bava to hear, Chamtun Gachminu Malachashi, he saw everybody bowing and muttering something. And he didn't know what they were muttering. Of course, they were muttering Modim Drabbanan, but he had never heard of Modim Drabbanan. So Amarlon, he asked people, Mal Ding Lechisha, what's all of this muttering? So they said to him, Lo Shmiya, Dama Reb Chalvo, Rabbi Shimon B'Shem Rabbi Yochan, Rabbi Shem Rabbi Yirmiya, Rabbi Chanina B'Shem Rabbi Maisha, Rabbi Chia B'Shem Rabbi Simoi, and some say it's the Chavraya B'Shem Rabbi Simoi, but this is like everybody says this nowadays. Modim Anachu Loch Adon Kol HaBriot, Eloah Tishpachot, Tzur Olamim, Chai Olam, Yotzer B'Reshit, Mechayei Meitim, שהחייתנו וקיימתנו וזיכתנו וסייעתנו וקירפתנו להודות לשמך ברוך אתה השם אל ההודעות. Well, it's the first word in the last four we keep. Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda בשם רב had a different year. He said, מודים אנחנו לך שאנו חייבים להודות לשמך תרעננה שפתי כי אז אמרה לך ונפשי אשר פדית, ברוך אתה השם, אל ההודעות. רב שמואל בר מינה, at a different גרסה, בשם רב אחא, he said, הודיה ושבח לשמך, לך גדולה, לך גבורה, לך תפארת, ירצון בפניך השם אלוקינו מלכי אבותינו, שתשמחנו מנפילתנו, ותזקפנו מכפיפותנו, כי אתה סומך נופלים וזוקף כפופים, ומלא רחמים, ואין עוד מלבדך. Baruch Atah Hashem, Kel Hoda'ot. Bar Kapora, his girsa was, Lecha Kri'a, Lecha Kvifa, Lecha Ishtachavaya, Lecha Bricha, Ki Lecha Tichrako, Berach Tishavak HaLashon, Lecha Hashem HaGdula, VeHaGvura, VaTiferet, VaNetzach VeYahod, Rechol VaShemayim VaOretz, Lecha Hashem HaMamlacha, VaNatsi Lechol HaRosh, VeHaOshe, VeHaKavod Milfanecha, VaAtah Moshel VaKol, VeYot HaKoch, VuGvura, VeYot HaLegadel, VeLchazek VaKol, ואתה אלוהינו מדהים אנחנו לא מעלמים בשם תפארתך בכל לב ובכל נפש משתחווים כל עצמתי תאמרנו השם מי כמוך מציל אני מחזק מכויים ממנו ואני ואביון בגזלו ברוך אתה השם כאל ההודעות עומר יהודה the minhag is that the rabbanan nowadays say all of it they put together all of it yourselves and they say take your pick Ohada, ohada. You take your pick. It's called modim derabbanan because of this. We took pieces from various rabbanan and put it together. The amr ohada, ohada. Tani, it says in the Brice, but govach lo yashuach yoter midai. You have these guys that they stay bent the whole time. Omer of Yirmiya. Ubechud delo yavid kahadan harduna. Don't be a turtle. As a turtle, he may look like he's bent over, but he keeps his head up. Don't keep your head up. He should bend down and bend his head as well. Milta de Chanan Barba Pliga. Chanan Barba apparently argues because he holds that the problem is not simply how you bow, but how long you bow. Because he said to the guys in the yeshiva, he said, Amar lecha v'raya, listen, I'm going to tell you something fantastic. Neymar lecha milta tava, dechamit l'rav avid, I saw Rav act this way. Amrita kamit Shmuel, I said it over to Shmuel, and Shmuel was so excited that kam v'nasha kupumi, he kissed me right on the lips, and he said, what I said to him was, that by Baruch Atah, you bow. But when you say the Shem, Baruch Atah, the Shem's okay. I mean, that's not very long at all. Shmuel Omar, and Shmuel added, he said, Ana Amri Taima. I want to explain Rav's Anoga. It says, Hashem's okay, Kefufim. So if God lifts up those who are bowing, so they have to bow but not to bow. On Rabami, I mean, is it more mistabra to say the opposite? I mean, lo mistabra ela mipnei shemi nichatu. It says, for my name you should be bound. So why don't you keep your head down? On Rabami, ilu habiksi bishmi nichatu. So then that would have been okay. But leit ktivet, it doesn't say bishmi ela mipnei shemi, which means before my name. So before you say my name, you should be nichat, which is achelo hiskirat Hashem, kvar nichatu. But at the haskarat Hashem itself, Hashem zokef kefufim. Rabbi Shmuel bar Natan, b'shem Rav Chama bar Chanina, said that there was a maaseh be'achad sheshachah yoter midai, ve'viro Rabbi, Rabbi fired him. Rav Ami says, well, it was Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, havi ma'avir. Amar le Rabchia bar lo ayam aviro. I mean, it's not that he fired him. It's that they agar. He bawled him out for doing that. Elo brachot shepotchim behem b'baruch. Truth is, kol brachot potchim b'baruch, unless it's a bracha smucha l'chaveru. So, im haita bracha smucha l'chaveru, to go on kriyat shema. So all the brachas of kriyat shema are considered to be brachot smucha l'chaveru, even though you interrupt with kriyat shema. But they're all continuations of the Baruch, of the Yotzer Or, or of the Marig Oravim. And all of Tefillah is considered to be a continuation of the opening Baruch of Shmon Esrei. So over there, in Potchim Behem Baruch. Heitiv Rabbi Yirmiyah, and what about the Seder of Pesach? Hare Geula. Why do you say the Baruch of Geula? But I mean, the Baruch of Geula is the Baruch of Asher Ga'alanu. We say that, even though Lamaisa, I mean, that seems to be a bracha that is said together with the Birchas Ha'ala. So why don't we say Baruch Ata Hashem, the Gemara Ta'alel, the Gro Ta'alel, and then we say Asher Ga'alanu. We should just continue Asher Ga'alanu from the first bracha. So why is it Baruch Ata Hashem Asher Ga'alanu? Oh, that's different, Shani, because the Dama Rabbi Yochanan Ha'alim Shema Beit HaKnesset Yatsa. The truth is, if you say Halal in the Beit HaKnesset, then your Yotzei with Halal in the Beit HaKnesset, you don't have to make a separate bracha. So therefore, it's not really mitukan to be together with the bracha of Halal. So therefore, you can't say that it's a bracha smuch lechaver. Bracha smuch lechaver doesn't mean you happen to have made a bracha before. It means that it was mitukan medak to be said in that way. So here, clearly, it wasn't mitukan to be said in that way. Heiti Rav Eliezer, Rav Yossi, Kamei Rav Yosef. What about so far? What about the closing bracha of the halal? The closing bracha of the halal, we apparently consider it to be the chatima, right? So it seems to be just Baruch Ata Hashem, Kel Hodot, essentially. Isn't that sort of like together with another bracha? Where's the other bracha? I thought you said we don't need another bracha. Well, no. That's different. Actually, there are two brachot that we make. In Akas Laba, V'Akas L'Shavar. The truth is, there's one hodah on the Shavavar, which is the Asher Ga'alanu and so on. So it turns out there's no Chatima on that bracha. We have to view this as the end of the bracha of the Geula. So in Okinani, it's not really Mechubar to the bracha of the Halal, but it is mechuber to the bracha of Asher Galan. Hativun, what about Havdolah? Havdolah is always smucha to the bracha of Orim Oreyeh, or to the Yayin, whatever you happen to say. So how come you say a whole bracha of Havdolah every single time? You shouldn't say that. You just continue the previous bracha.
Lashon Hativun is Lashon Havdolah?
No, Hativun means kasha. They asked.
Okay.
You boil. Masiv. Hativun is masiv. Same word. Hativ. Hativun in Aramaic.
Got it.
Shani. Adomer Rebbe Baba Zavda. That's different. Because the brachas of the Bormira Asia or the Samim are not really part of the Havdolah. Because Rebbe Hayamet Fazra, we know that Rebbe, he would be Mefazra the brachas. In other words, if he saw an Eish earlier, he would say Barimar Eish earlier. He found the Psalmim earlier, he would say the Psalmim earlier. Then when he came home, he would say them again for his kids. But clearly, they are not brachot that are metukanot specifically for the kos of Avdol. So you can't call it a bracha smuch l'chavrita because it wasn't metukan l'chavrita. But Chia Rava haya mechansan. He used to always put them together with Havdalah. Wait a minute, what about Hatevun? Hare Nivarech? How about the bracha of the Birkat HaMazon, which is together with the bracha of Nivarech, Shachan Mishloh, Baruch Shachan Mishloh, the Baruch Elokeinu Shachan Mishloh? Why don't we just see that as one long bracha? No, that's different, because I want if there's only two people eating. I mean, you can't be koveya a bracha nezima to act as the bracha for Birkat HaMazon. I mean, Shani, ima yushnayim yashvim vokalim. They don't say nivarech. So you can't be mitakena bracha, which is just sometimes there and sometimes not there. Okay, how about hazan et hakol? Why does hazan et hakol have a closer? Why isn't it just a short bracha? I mean, it doesn't include other inyanim. Kasha. I don't know exactly how to explain that. What about Atova Metiv, where you start all over again? Chani, now that's different. Tamaravuna. The whole din of the Atova Metiv is not part of Birkat HaMazon. It's not a continuation of previous bracha. It's Mishnit Muharu gave it alukvura. So Nikbao Atov Ametiv is a separate bracha. Atov Shlo Yisrichu Ametiv Shnitu Lekvura, and that can't be included as a bracha Smuk al Chavrata. I think we can stop here. We have less than a year.
Finish tomorrow, perhaps.
We'll finish on the Wednesday, but it's not the end of the world. Oh, that's true.